But I can only imagine for someone who's been in it, you know, I mean, years before, countless years before me, how much has changed, you know what I mean? Or maybe even still maybe the same. Look, maybe.
Martin Luther King said something important to pass. He said, racism is a sickness, a spiritual illness. And he said, no one escapes it. And I took that to mean the perpetrator or the victim. You can't hold a man down without staying down yourself. And it's beginning to show its face and effects after all of these years. Again, I hate to refer to racism, but it is an integral part of this society that we find ourselves in. As a matter of fact, I've found that it's an integral part of living in this world, no matter where I go, what country. It looms up. Today, we have a few more things going for us with the Civil Rights Bill, but there are people who find ways around it. And we have to kind of sometimes be kind of cunning to overcome it.
So that's really only 40 years, really, when you think about it, a little over 40 years, right? Yeah. Almost 50, but.
Yeah, I'm talking a career of 64 years now, come November the 7th. And that's from 6 years old watching this stuff until 74. And as news and communications grow, it's becoming evident that it's still alive and well, and things haven't gotten that much better. Now, until men learn to respect men, it won't get better. And it causes the demise of a lot of good things.
Yeah.
A lot of good things, man. I wish I could say it was better, but I can't, honestly. I took a look at the demographics of jazz, of pop, of hip-hop, of everything. The greatest record sales go to the greatest amount of the population, which has been white. So the scale is bent towards white.
Systemically.
They want great white rock artists. Yeah. They want great white jazz players. They want great white everything, because it makes them comfortable. I asked a guy one time, I said, well, why are people that way? And he looked at me and he said, because everybody likes their own kind. And it's probably pretty that simple. That's what they're comfortable with, you know? Having been a product of a mixed union, I saw the stupidity in that when I was an orphan child. You know, people are people to me, and that's all that matters. It's I do not hate whites. I do not like their ways. I do not hate blacks. I do not like some of their ways. You know what I'm saying?
It goes both ways.
That's the determining factor for me.
Yeah.
How do you treat me?
Right.
How can I treat you? So that demographic opened up a wide vision to me of what it is I'm dealing with and going through this terrain. It's about majority, what the majority likes. And the demographics seem to be changing on that, so it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know if I'll live that long, but it would be interesting to see what happens, because things are changing. Whether or not people are changing, things are changing. You know what I'm saying? And nature has a way of balancing out things. I don't think you can continue to do wrong forever. I just don't